Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
I'm transferring Shakita Beeman Smith.
Okay, can you verify the phone number?
Sure. The phone number is 989-239-4156.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
He's on the line now. Thank you.
Hi, Ms. Shakita. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Hi. All right. I'll be your intake specialist today. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to receive a settlement?
Yes.
Okay. I'll just ask you a few quick questions. And just to make sure, did you already get an attorney to help you file a claim?
No.
No. Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any contracts or retainers with the law firm for this matter?
Yes. Okay. I have not signed anything with anybody on this matter.
Not signed. Okay, perfect. And was this for yourself or a loved one?
Self.
For yourself. Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking the Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You were. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Did you receive any treatment or any surgeries?
Yes, I did.
You did. Okay. Where were you treated? What was the name of the medical facility?
Covenant Medical Center.
Covenant Medical Center. Okay. And where was that located? What city?
Saginaw, Michigan.
Can you spell that for me?
S-A-G-I-N-A-W.
Saginaw, Michigan. Okay. And do you know if it was Cooper or Harrison? I see two that pop up here.
Harrison.
Okay. And do you know what the address of the facility?
I know it's on Harrison Street.
Harrison. Okay. So I see. Okay. Just making sure I see it here. 1447 North Harrison Street, Saginaw, Michigan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Perfect. I just want to make sure it's the right place. So you were treated at Covenant Medical Center. Were you also diagnosed in that place?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And were you prescribed the Depo Provera there or somewhere else?
I was given a Depo Provera at the My Michigan Family Medicine. The doctor name was Brent Bogus.
Okay. Doctor, can you spell that for me?
B-O-G-G-E-S-S.
Dr. Bogus. Okay. And what was the name of the facility one more time?
My Michigan Family Medicine.
Family Medicine. Okay. And where was that located?
It's in Saginaw, Michigan. It's on Shaddock Road.
Uh-huh. Okay. Saginaw. Shaddock Road. Okay. Perfect. Yeah, I was seeing another one in Alpena, but you said it's the one in Saginaw, correct?
Yes.
Yes, okay, perfect. So I'll just make sure it's the right one. My Michigan Family Medicine. Okay, and have you ever been diagnosed with any other cancer previously?
No.
No, okay. All right, so I'll put no. All right. And then what was the date of the diagnosis?
September 21st, 2018.
September 21st, 2018. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
August 24th, 1983.
Okay. And besides yourself, was there anybody else, any friends or family that took the Depo Provera?
I have a friend who took it.
Friend. Okay. Do you know if she was diagnosed with meningioma?
I don't know because we haven't talked about that in a while. I might need to call and check on her.
Yeah, okay, no problem. I'm just asking just to make sure we can help everybody. So I'll just make a note here that you might have a friend. Okay, so let's go ahead and continue with your intake. Did you consume the brand name of the Depo-Provera, the injectable contraceptive?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year minimum, meaning you took four injections once every 3 months?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And when was the first year that you took it?
2013.
2013, okay. And when was the last date that you used it?
September of 2018.
September of 2018. Okay, so from 2013 to 2018, so right around 5 years, does that sound accurate?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Female, okay. And then I have your name and your phone number. Can you verify the spelling of your first name?
Shaquita.
Okay, Shakita, and then I have your last name, Beeman dash Smith, altogether.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then do you have a middle initial?
It's an M.
M. All right, perfect. So far it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements. So we're going to move forward here. At the end of the questionnaire, I'm going to send you a DocuSign to sign. It gives permission to the attorneys to work on the case, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Okay, so we have your name and phone number. Can you verify your email for me?
It's my first name and my first last name at gmail.com. So it will be Shaquita Beeman at gmail.com.
Shaquita Beeman, okay, at gmail.com. Okay, perfect. And then phone number, just to verify, it's your cell phone, the 989-239-4156.
Yes.
Yes, okay, perfect. And then for the attorneys, can you verify your social?
380-94 3550.
3550. Okay, thank you. And what is your full mailing address?
2396 Alpine Drive, Saginaw, Michigan, 48601.
48601. Okay, perfect. Is there any unit number or apartment number?
No.
No. Okay, just making sure. Okay, is that considered Saginaw County?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. Okay, and then we do have the treating facility, prescribing facility, and then do you have a copy of your medical records?
I can get a copy of the medical records. I just have to contact the hospital.
Okay, perfect. So they are available. Okay, so let me see here. Are you able to provide them through electronically or through mail or both?
I think I can get a hold of a scanner and scan them in.
Okay, yeah,
I'm
no problem.
sorry.
Sometimes, oh, it's okay. Are you okay? Are you doing all right?
Yeah, it's the weather change. It's been warm here, then it got cold for a few days, then it got warm again, and it's making my allergy, my sinuses drain down my throat.
Oh,
So it's giving me a little cough.
yeah.
So
I
I'm
see.
sorry.
No, it's okay. No.
I believe that I can get buy a scanner to scan them in, but if not, I can put them in the mail.
In the mail. Okay, perfect. That works. Yeah, just in case they request them in various forms. Okay, and then the last thing here is we request an emergency contact just in case something happens. If we can't reach you for an extended period of time, we'll reach out to your emergency contact so that they can get a hold of you just so there's no disruptions in the case. So for the emergency contact, is it somebody that lives with you or lives separate?
Lives with me.
Lives with you, okay. And what is their relationship to you?
My husband.
Your husband, okay. And what is his phone number?
989-4355. 443-9565.
9565. Okay. And what is his full name?
William M. Smith.
William M. Smith. Okay. Smith. Okay. And it's spelled William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. Okay, and then he lives with you. Do you have an email address for him?
Oh, not right offhand. And he outside working on a car because his is really difficult. Hold on, maybe I can pull it up.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, take your time if you can find it.
Okay,
if not,
I got it.
Oh, you got it. Okay,
I got
perfect.
It.
Go ahead.
Okay, it's WS.
Uh-huh.
11878 at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Okay. WS11871@gmail.com.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. Okay. And it looks like we're done with the questionnaire. So I'll go ahead and send over the retainer agreement. Let me just make sure everything's spelled correctly. And we'll send it over to an email, but also they'll send you a link in a text message. It's the same thing. Whichever one's easier for you to open, you can open up. And I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions or any help navigating the page. Have you done a DocuSign before?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it should be pretty simple. You can put me on speaker now if you haven't already.
Okay. And let me check my email.
And it should go to ShaquitaBeeman@gmail.com.
Yeah, I got it on the email.
Oh, okay, perfect. Okay, and then while you do that, I'm going to pull up the information for the attorneys. You'll be with Pulaski Law, and then I'll send you that information in another text message.
Okay.
Can you just let me know if you have any questions?
Okay. Okay, I don't have any questions.
Okay, everything's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I just got the notification. It looks like everything was signed. Ms. Shaquita, the next thing you can expect is give Pulaski Law about 5 to 10 business days. They'll review the information and then they'll call you back. They'll do a case verification and then they'll let you know what to expect next and they'll ask for any more information that they need, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, ma'am, for your time today. That's it for this call. Again, my name is Natalia. I'm your intake specialist. I'm going to send you another text message with the phone number for the law firm and my direct desk line. You can save it in your contacts. If you have any questions, any concerns, or any problems with the law firm, you can give me a call back or send me a text, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. And I'll also send you some more information that you can send your friend that took the Depot Provera, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.